us to commence with hymn number 27. Come, Holy Spirit, come, let thy bright beams arise, dispel the darkness from our minds, and open all our eyes. Number 27.
Thank you. Let us read from the Word of God, first in the book of Exodus, chapter 24, and then also reading in the first epistle general of Peter, chapter 1. Exodus, chapter 24. And he said unto Moses, Come up unto the Lord, thou and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come nigh. Neither shall the people go up with him. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, All the words which the Lord has said will we do. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and rose up early in the morning, and builded an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people. And they said, All that the Lord hath said will we do and be obedient. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, Behold the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in his clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand. Also they saw God and did eat and drink. And the Lord said unto Moses, Come up to me into the mount, and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and the law and the commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God. And he said unto the elders, Tarry ye here for us, until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day, it called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Let us also read, friends, in the first epistle general of Peter, chapter 1. The first epistle general of Peter, chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ. And the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, and raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, and to unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O thou most holy, great and eternal Lord God, we venture, thou knowest, once more to call upon thee in prayer. Do permit poor worms of the earth to draw nigh to thee. Grant us access, Lord, to thee, O God, who holy art. We do come, dear Lord, pleading the precious name of thy dear, well-beloved Son. We beg of thee, Lord, to grant us a true spirit of prayer. May we not be left a lip confession. May we not be left to speak words that we do not feel. May true sincerity of utterance be given us. May we come, Lord, confessing our sins. Thou knowest, Lord, how we've acknowledged and desired in singing, Lord, convince us of our sin, that lead to Jesus' blood, to our wondering view reveal the secret love of God. Lord, we beg of thee, grant that blessed, holy, divine revelation to souls here tonight. Lord, that we might be blessed in that wonderful secret of the Lord, which is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Lord, we do pray for this holy revelation, especially of those wonderful things of thy divine purposes of love and mercy. Lord, do show us, Lord, that wonderful way which thou hast wonderfully set in order and purpose for thy people, and Lord, thy holy self, the name of Jesus, and what thou didst speak concerning thyself, Lord. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Lord, may we know that favour, Lord, so important to thy people. Jesus is the way to God. Jesus is the way to bliss. The church this way has trod, down from Adam's day to this. Lord, may we know it, Lord, know the favour of being in the secret of it. Lord, so come tonight. Favour souls here, that they may be blessed with faith, faith in exercise. Lord, we have read those profound words of Moses, "Behold the blood of the covenant." O Lord, but how can sinners, poor unworthy sinners, behold such holy, holy things, Lord? As we know, it was as type and shadow, but Lord, it was as regarding the holy blood of Christ the Lamb. Lord, oh, they know us. We do seek that grace, that faith, to behold the blood of the covenant. Lord, oh, we beg thee to grant such favour that the psalmist knew how he was able, in the confidence of faith given him, he will show them his covenant. Oh, Lord, we do seek this. We seek this, it's more important, Lord, than anything else that we may be concerned about, especially in our natural lives. Oh, Lord, the most important matter. Oh, the most important reality of our need. Give me Christ or else I die. Oh, Lord, we are being taught of thee, there's nothing here can satisfy. Give me Christ or else I die. Lord, we believe it is thy purpose so to teach and to bless. Lord, as we felt led to set forth this afternoon, he must increase, I must decrease. Lord, and to know it in the reality of it. Lord, that we might know the preciousness, feel the preciousness of Christ our Lord. Oh, to know, Lord, thy love, and to love thee as we would and should in return. To have the simple testimony John had, we love him because he first loved us. Oh, such words, Lord, blessed holy words. But oh, how great the meaning thereof. Oh, how great the favour in the experience of those words, Lord. The reality of them. We love him because he first loved us. Lord, oh, we beg for that faith. Oh, that faith that is as an anchor of the soul, that good hope. Faith, the very grace, Lord, involved in the good hope. Good hope through grace the saints possess, the fruits of Jesus' righteousness and by his Spirit given. And Lord, that favour given, as thou dost give and maintain, the grace of faith in thy people. Oh, to believe and enter in to the secret of the Lord. We pray, Lord, for that needed strengthening of our little faith with hope and love, oh, that we may be strong in faith. I know if there have been those times we have had the favour of experiencing thy blessed giving, thy indeed strengthening faith with hope and love in us. And Lord, times of being favoured to acknowledge strong in faith. But Lord, there are the many changes of our feeling, sense of how we are and of thy presence, Lord. And oh Lord, it may be many here tonight, maybe be feeling far off from thee. Oh, far off and almost in despair. But Lord, oh, thou canst come to them and revive thy work. Oh, revive them, restore them. Oh, favour them, Lord. Oh, thou canst give the graces that are so needed for this. We beg thee, do so grant such attention to these cases in thy love and mercy, that thou mightest so grant a restoring. Oh, that there might be the reality proved, rich blessings are in store in Grace's magazine. Lord, may it be so. O Lord, thou hast thy holy will and purpose to dispense thy favours as they please. Oh, we would not dictate to thee, we beg of thee. We beg of thee for what we need. We beg of thee for our dear friends, those we love in thy name. Oh, that thou wouldst bless them with what they need. Oh, Lord, what a favour it is, really, to be one made to feel needy. Needy souls are living souls. But, Lord, oh, the need felt in extremity of it. Lord, oh, it is then thy purpose draws near. Thou wilt give and grant that favour. So, Lord, we pray for these things, to know the favour of them, to witness with our friends thy appearing. Lord, we love thy appearing. And, O Lord, when thou dost so appear in mercy, Lord, it is such a favour thy people can rejoice. Lord, we pray it may be so here in this cause of truth. There may yet be those things wonderfully manifest under thy divine power, where thy people shall join in exalting thy name together. We thank thee for what thou hast done, Lord. We have been witnesses of thy favour, those things thou hast done. And oh, we look for more, Lord. We pray maybe more wonderfully manifest as thy working here among the friends here. Lord, let there not be anything that shall cause the grieving of the spirit. Oh, to hold back these things of thy divine rich favour, because we are well aware, Lord, it can be so through our solemn folly. Oh, we pray, Lord, may each one be brought to be self-renouncing, grace-admiring, made unto salvation wise. And so, Lord, we might be in that blessed agreement which thy Spirit can indeed bring, when Christians all agree and let distinctions fall, when nothing in themselves they see, and Christ is all in all. Anything of any kind of legal holding of things, O Lord, all this done away. Oh, the tenderness of godly fear in exercise. Oh, the exercise brought to each one to consider themselves. Lord, oh, we would look at self, not look at others, but look at self. I am the sinner, Lord. I am the unworthy sinner. O Lord, make us well our vileness to know. Convince us, Lord, well of our sin. O, give us faith in thee. May godly sorrow work repentance in thy people. O, may it be such a favour wrought and brought by thee to bring us each there, self-renouncing. Godly sorrow deeply felt, real repentance flowing from poor broken hearts. O Lord, this is thy way. Thy way to liberty is found in this way. O, such souls need the Saviour, need a good physician, need a good physician's cure. O Lord, and come into thee by faith, begging, Lord, for that application of thy holy blood. O Lord, may it be known tonight. Lord, how Moses, a wonderful type of Christ. Oh, there it was given him under commandment of God to sprinkle all the people. O Lord, come tonight. Oh, sprinkle thy people, apply thy holy blood. Oh, Lord, may we see the dear blessed antitype, Christ himself. Oh, may we know that favour through what thou hast done. For thou hast not shed thy blood in vain. Oh, Lord, we are sure of that. And Lord, oh, we pray for that favour that precious souls may know, that blessed favour. Oh, the favour of divine application, the favour of revelation, the favour, Lord, which brings liberty to the soul. Oh, that favour that comes with the precious blood of Christ applied, sets the burdened sinner free, brings them to know, Lord, with the favour granted, sealed to them. Oh, Lord, that thou hast blotted out all their sins, put them all away. Oh, they're put away, sent away into the land of forgetfulness, never to be remembered. Oh, Lord, oh, to know the blessed favour of having that holy divine atonement on. The apostle could acknowledge it. We have received the atonement. Oh, Lord, may this be so here tonight. Oh, Lord, it is all of thee. It's everything that we look for from thyself. Oh, do come so, Lord, in this way tonight to bless souls. Set sinners at gospel liberty. Oh, may they have their tongues loosed to tell of thy love. Oh, to tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. Point to thy redeeming blood. Say, behold the way to God. Oh, there have been one and another in times favoured to be in this. Lord, may that wonderful favour be so given to more, to tell of thy love, testify of thy grace. Oh, that there might be such wonderful favour felt. Lord, we were led to consider things in those times, those days after the wonderful day of Pentecost. Lord, we think of how it was, all those things were ordered under the witness and exercise of the Spirit, and all Peter to go to Cornelius' house, and Lord, how thou didst work there. Oh, how wonderful were those things known. Thou canst do it yet today. We pray for it, Lord. Oh, we pray we might feel it tonight in holy awe. We're all here present before God. And oh, if thou dost grant the poor preacher just a little help he needs so much of. But Lord, oh, that we might, oh, we can never expect to be like Peter. But Lord, if thou dost clothe our poor tongue with divine power, Lord, thou canst do these things, even such a poor one being the means in thy hand. Lord, oh, we do pray. Oh, there might be such power felt under the word preached from thyself. Lord, may we feel like we felt recently preaching in one of the little courses, that the word was flowing through us, a poor pipe as we feel to be, into every soul in the chapel. We know this is an amazing thing, but, oh, Lord, we did feel it recently. Oh, Lord, thou knowest. And, oh, Lord, we pray it might be that in many hearts tonight there might be a receiving of the word from thyself. Oh, and it will really, truly do them good. We pray for this, Lord. And we pray, Lord, desiring all these things with a single eye to thy glory. Lord, oh, we want to be where the psalmist was, not unto us, but unto thy name to give glory for his mercy and his truth's sake. Lord, do so come, we pray, and bless souls. Lord, we beg. We pray for the afflicted, Lord. We especially pray for our dear friend John at this anxious time, and his dear one and family. Our dear friend Peter, rather, Lord, and his dear family and his dear one. Oh, dear Peter here. Oh, thou knowest, we especially pray for him. Oh, that thou wouldst help him and calm his mind and favour him in his soul. Lord, we look to thee, the good physician. Thou knowest how we have wonderfully felt this and with our own dear one's operation, Lord. Thou knowest how she was told before the operation. Yeah, there are those things, those dangers. Lord, oh, the warning of, Lord, the seriousness of the fact that it can be that one is not brought through. But Lord, we know they must warn in this way. But Lord, oh, we cast all our care upon thee. We do for our dear friend, dear Peter. Lord, thou art his God, we know. We know it, Lord. And oh, Lord, thou knowest it perfectly, Lord. And oh, Lord, everything is in thy hand. Oh, Lord, do help them each. Help the dear loved ones in their anxiety. May they look to thee, Lord. May they trust thee. Oh, may they believe. As they pray to thee, thou just hear their prayers. Lord, oh, we commend our dear friend to thee. Oh, Lord, do be near and with them all, we pray. Lord, thou knowest as we think of others, we think of those up and down across the land of afflicted friends. Thou hast given us many dear friends. In thy holy name thou hast given us them, Lord. And oh, we do carry them, thou knowest. We pray for them day by day. Our friends here and elsewhere. Some are burdened with trials and troubles, afflictions, oh, many things. Tribulation, more or less, thy people know. Lord, we are given those to remember day by day, to carry in thy name and pray for. And Lord, we do thank thee for the bond of love we feel with many. And Lord, we pray as we journey on, oh, that we might be confident in faith, believing that he who has helped us hitherto will help us all our journey through. Whether it be a few days or more, oh Lord, may it be our blessed favour to look toward the prospect. You know it's our last Lord's Day, the evening service. Oh, well, we were given to be exercised for the choosing of the hymns as we have to in the north. Lord, we sung those three hymns one after another. Oh, that 481, 482, 483. Lord, oh, we did feel thy wonderful leading and favour in those things we sung. The prospect of heaven, oh, the prospect of being with thee, which is far better. Oh, the prospect of in thy time being landed on yonder shore above. Oh Lord, oh, we pray that all thy people may be favoured to know this. There is that glorious prospect before them, oh, wrought and brought for them through him that loved them and gave himself for them. So help us to live, Lord, by faith upon thee. Give us that grace of faith, that strong faith which lives through water and flame. Lord, we pray for that fruit of bear the fruits of the Spirit, may there be, as a dear friend in the South desires and prays earnestly for. May there be that far enduring fruit from the ministry of the Word, that we might thus live, showing who we love and who we serve. Lord, help us each. Oh, we cannot multiply words, dear Lord, now. Remembering those who are away, and some far away, and a dear young friend in the United States, Lord, we remember him, thou knowest, his dear one here. Oh, Lord, hear us for all our dear friends. Oh, hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. When thou hearest, forgive. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1078. Dear Lord, and shall thy spirit rest in such a wretched heart as mine, unworthy dwelling, glorious guest, favour astonishing, divine. 1078.
Friends, as the Lord may help me, I would direct you to the book of Exodus, chapter 24. And the words found in the 8th verse. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, Behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words. Time has run on, friends. It will be a short sermon, but my prayer and hope is it may be sweet. Sweet to your souls. Do you good. Friends, here we have the most sacred things of the covenant of God's grace. Set forth in a way as relating to, I believe, much relating to the ceremonial law of God. All these words which Moses read before the people, they were words relating, I believe, to the things commanded them of God, how they must practice the things God had commanded them. And it was in offering sacrifices to God. And this was all to be continued in. The obedience which they speak of, claiming they will obey and continue in it. If that was completely so, then even that would come short, for not all the blood of beasts, Jewish altar slain, could give the guilty conscience peace, nor wash away the stain. But God commanded them to keep this ceremonial law. All these words Moses must read to them and bring before them. And God's requirement was that they should be obedient to do all these things. It was absolutely, perfectly known of God that they would fail. And they couldn't make atonement in that way for their sins. But it was done to be done in type and shadow of that good thing to come. Even the sacrifice of Christ. Now you will remember, those of you present this morning, well, remember how the text this morning, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And this is what we have here, friends. God will show his people his covenant. He will. And he will show to his people the most holy, blessed things of his covenant. The wonderful sacrifice of Christ is in his covenant love, or appointed, ordained from before the foundation of the world. And in this time, all these hundreds of years before Christ came, the Lord was showing them his covenant. This was what God had commanded Moses to do, to show them his covenant. But he must give them divine revelation that they might know what it all stood for. And we in our day, even though we're living gospel days, we need that same divine revelation, God to give it, to show us that we might be favoured to have his covenant shown to us. There's one sacred hymn comes to the mind. By covenant transactions in blood, this is God's way of blessing and favouring his people. His people saved and blessed. Blessed to know their pardon signed and peace with God. This is God's way. And so, friends, tonight, as we seek help to consider these holy things, Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant." Now, if you're a soul who has been taught of God, solemnly made to know your ruined state, your guilt, your sin, and condemnation through sin under the law of God, you need the blood that did for sin atone. Apply to your hearts and consciences. You need not only to behold it, but to have the application of it. But friends, I believe what you need to know and receive of God is that faith that gives you to behold it. That faith that gives you to know God's way to put away sin. That you might be brought into the wonderful favour of believing that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. You find those words in John's first epistle. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. God reveals, you see. He shows his people his covenant. He does. And as we gather here together in the house of God, these are the important things to be considered and set forth in the ministry, the things that God does. He will show them his covenant. He will show all those he loves his covenant. And he will show his people the most blessed things, the most sacred things of his covenant. I believe this is what God had a purpose to show the people, even all in those far back days, as it were, all those hundreds of years before Christ. God showed his people even there. Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words." Has the Lord made this covenant with you? Is this your hope, poor soul, that God has made this covenant with you? That you are in that favour, being one of the election of grace, one who God has divinely appointed shall know and taste redeeming love. He'll show you his covenant. He'll show you this is how you stand. He'll show you his covenant. If he say with power to you, "Behold, the blood of the covenant," you will know. You will know for sure. You will be assured. If the Spirit so sealeth, give you that blessed sight. You know how we sing, friends, in that way of viewing Christ on the cross. Blessed sight. Lovely fool. For sinful worms like me, I'd creep beside him like a worm and see him bleed for me. The Lord grants this favour to his people. He does. He takes them there by faith. He shows them there, their Lord's suffering for them. All appointed, all in the covenant of grace, all in the purposes of God's love and mercy. Christ for man should bleed, and each one of God's people are to be brought to have the view by faith of this one hanging on a tree in agony and blood. Yes. Oh, this is God's way. His way will be known by faith and by divine revelation. Oh, God's people, they are to behold the blood of the covenant. Christ suffering in their stead. Christ shedding his own holy blood for us, friends. This so figured in these days of Moses, but so much relating to the coming of Christ, the sacrifice of Christ. Moses took the blood and sprinkled it upon the people. Are you one who needs it? Are you one who knows the vital need of it? How will you know it? You know it through God dealing with you. He brought you into the secret of the need of it. Brought you to know it, giving you filial fear, to fear grieving your Lord, loving him in the want of him, needing the Saviour, looking for him, seeking him. God made you a seeker, seeking the Lord, because you need him. He becoming precious to you, your only hope, your transport and your trust. Christ made to be your all. Oh, Christ so precious. But oh, in the highest sense, it's what he has done. And so he has sacrificed himself. It's that fact he has shed his holy vital blood that has made atonement for the whole church. But oh, it's this question with each individual one of God's people. Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Now, I trust I know by experience that the arch enemy Satan will be trying his utmost to give you to not be able to receive by faith the atonement. He will be doing his utmost against you knowing and experiencing this blessed favour. But there comes a point in God's will when he cannot prevail. When God gives that sight, that revelation, and gives the faith in exercise strong, oh, is that favour brought, restored, believing granted, application is made by the Spirit, the child of God knows, the blood is applied. Oh, it's applied, and the child of God knows it, because it does him good. God shows his people his covenant. By faith he gives them. That is the brightest evidence. He gives them faith to believe, faith to see Christ, eye of faith. Oh, faith to hear his voice. Oh, faith given to the child of God, the application by the Spirit of blood divine. Yes. Behold the blood of the covenant. Now you know I believe this with all my heart, that you know Moses didn't speak in vain. He said to the people, behold the blood of the covenant. God had appointed they should see this. They should have a sight of it. They should know the reality of it. And it was God's will they should be sprinkled with the blood. Oh, naturally speaking, a person cannot be sprinkled with blood and not know they've got the blood on. You know what I mean. I would be very careful and reverent. And you will know. you will know you've got God's divine atonement on you. Oh, standing before God, a holy God, with God's divine atonement on, you're accepted in his beloved Son. This is God's way, friends. The only way. God's blessed way. Oh, he gives his people to be sprinkled. And they know the favour of it by faith. The application is made by the Spirit. The child of God is cleansed. Oh, the child of God is redeemed, is justified. Oh, the blood applied does everything. Everything. You say, I'm clean, just God. I'm clean. My rags are gone and I'm dressed in garments white as snow. That atonement, it cleanseth from all sin, friends. You see, God looks upon the child of God, they're clean. Oh, he says, when I see the blood that typified in the time of the Passover, I will pass over you. No condemnation. Nothing of any danger now. Being cast away. Oh, no. Never can these souls be left in spiritual death to be cast away, if we may use that term. But the Lord receives them. They are his. They are blessed. They are sanctified. They are free from all blame. Oh, they are. The holy atonement. Oh, the holy blood of God applied. But, oh, friends, what a wonderful thing it is then that the psalmist states in that psalm, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Covenant of love and mercy. Covenant of grace. Covenant which we sing of, O believer, stands thy rising fears to quell, signed by thy bleeding, surety's hands in all things ordered well. He'll show them his covenant. And he'll show them as it was so figured blessedly in his sacred way here. All these words that Moses had spoken, words of God he'd read before them. All the things relating to the law of God. And all the things relating to the coming of Christ in it all. Oh, those things in prospect. Those things that shall be brought in the new dispensation. Christ coming to suffer, bleed and die. Oh, to make atonement. We live now in gospel days and look back to see the burdens Christ did bear when hanging on the accursed tree and hope our guilt was there. I believe this, friends. As God has that purpose to show his people his covenant, he will bless his people, leading them, raising them, favouring them. You know, he gives good hope. Oh, we mentioned it concerning here we failed at Seth and preached there. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a sure and steadfast, which enters into that within the veil, whither the forerunners force entered. But you know, faith is that evidence. Faith believes it. Faith hangs off. Faith anchors in what Christ has done. What he is, what he has done. Faith in the bleeding lamb. Oh, what a gift is this. Hope of salvation in his name. How comfortable it is. God gives it. He gives it to his people. They believe. Oh, that they are among those who Christ died for. Oh, believe him, we rejoice to see the curse removed. We bless the Lamb, Lamb of God. Think of the Lamb, slain before the foundation of the world. Oh, but here on earth he suffered, bled and died. Lamb of God, we fall before thee. Some of us well remember that night when we heard sweet testimony of these things. Oh, the Lamb of God, oh, that taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, wonderful these things. Known by divine revelation, known by divine application, God's people blessed. Oh, the favour being sprinkled. God's sprinkling us. Oh, we know it by faith. He makes application by the Spirit to his people. They are blessed. They are cleansed. They are justified. It is by faith, friends. God's people are so justified. They're clean. Clean. Clean of all blame. All blame gone. All guilt gone. Pardoned. Pardoned, blessed. Forgiven. Oh, that theme sung here when our dear friend was able to come and venture to follow the Lord. Oh, that wonderful theme, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. This is what we should be seeking for, friends. Oh, may there be many more of you here that shall seek for it, the seal of the Spirit, the blood of pride. Oh, the favour known, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. Let me be solemnly faithful to question you. Are you really earnest for it? Are you really earnest to know this? To know my Jesus crucified for me? How is it given as seal to you? The blood applied. This is it. It's not just, as it were, to be praying for it and expressing your desire for it. But if God give you the earnestness for it, you cannot do without it. To plead with God with importunity. Lord, I must know this favour. It's so important for me. I do want to be prepared for that before me when I must leave this world. Oh, how will I be? How will I be at the judgment day? How will I be as I come toward the judgment day and the aeronautical of death and then the judgment day? Oh, will I be? Oh, will I be cleansed then and made ready? Oh, that no condemnation can ever be passed upon me. Oh, Lord, oh, that I may be like the apostle writes to the Romans, there is therefore now no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. Oh, how can I know this? How is it sealed? How is it given, received by these souls who need it? God gives faith, makes application by faith to them of his holy blood, his holy divine atonement. He does, friends. I know it. I can witness it. This is God's way. He shows them his covenant. He shows them what he does. He shows them his dear son. Oh, wounded for our transgressions. Oh, how he bruised his dear son. Oh, how he bore all the punishment instead for his people. How the Father hath laid on him the iniquity of all the church. And oh, how he made atonement by shedding his blood. And oh, that blood. Oh, that peace-speaking blood. Oh, brought that which God can alone accept. The punishment borne instead by Christ. That cleansing of his blood. Oh, that remission of sins. Oh, it can't be pardoned without this complete remission of the sins of the people by the atonement of Christ. But it has been done. Oh, the Lord cried, it is finished. Oh, it's done. It is finished, sinners, hear it. Hear the dying victors cry. Finish all the types and shadows of the ceremonial law. Oh, the full atonement. All God's people are forgiven through the virtue of Christ's blood. Opened is the gate of heaven. Peace is made twixt man and God. This is God's way. This is what God does. Do we know it, friends? You know, we are involved in religious profession, but do we know these things? Do we know this experience? Oh, do we really know what is so vital to know? Even the application of the holy blood of Christ to us, to our hearts and consciences. You know, there may be many things stood for and seemingly so important to stand for and be concerned for in the profession of religion. And yet, such souls caught in legal things in religion, missing the very points of the vital need of poor sinners for their soul's good and for the seal of their redemption. Oh, there can be so much things, like it was with the Pharisees, concerned over many things, but they'd only got a legal dead religion. They didn't know anything of this blood applied. They didn't, friends. The sad thing is they were not given revelation of the covenant. God shows his people his covenant. He does. And all what is contained in the covenant of grace for God's purposes of love and mercy, especially the most vital, important part, Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. The Father is well pleased with what his dear Son has done, how his dear Son has sacrificed himself, how his dear Son's holy blood was indeed shed at Calvary. Oh, the whole church is saved in the Lord. Oh, the blood, oh, that's the memorial. That's the wonderful seal. The seal of the Spirit is by the blood divine. Every child of God needs it. Oh, may it be our concern to preach lovingly and faithfully. These vital things are so important. Oh, friends, we shouldn't rest short of this. We shouldn't. It's treachery, friends, to rest short of knowing the blessed favour of the blood of Christ applied to you. God will grant it to you by faith if you are earnest for it. There are words we read in Hebrews, a very solemn question. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? What a solemn thing to be neglectful of knowing these vital things by experience and by divine application. Oh, we need the blood. God will show them his covenant. He'll show them as he did here in these days of Moses. Behold the blood of the covenant. Oh, what a favour, friends, if God even give us a glimpse of it. A glimpse will win up. A glimpse by faith of the blood of the covenant. That'll bring pardon and peace into your soul. It will. I know it. Even a glimpse of it. Even a moment's glimpse of the blood by faith to your soul. Apply to you and bring holy peace. Peace, joy and peace in believing. Oh, the Lord. May the Lord grant it. May he grant it to many. Oh, there's such a power, friends, with the application of the blood. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. Power to put away Mary and Manasseh's stains, sins, and sins more vile than they. Power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is. It's divine. It's divine. It's holy. It's totally, fully accepted by God the Father. For it's the blood of God. It's a payment God requires. And it's done. It's shed. But is it shed for me? Oh, you do need, and I do need to know. Not only that he shed his blood, we know that truth. It's in the Word of God, and God teaches it by his Spirit. But we need to know it was shed for me. You do. You need it applied. Sealed to you. Oh, to have this divine atonement on, applied by God. He will show them his covenant. He will. I'm sure of it. And he'll show them this blood. He'll show them what is figured here in Moses sprinkling all the people. He'll show his people. He'll apply it so that his people know. And what would be the wonderful way of feeling sense of the application? You'll know and feel the holy peace in your very soul. You will. Oh, that wonderful theme of the hymn writer, peace by his cross, as Jesus made. It wasn't the fact that he simply hung on the cross, and I wouldn't say those words in any way lightly. It was what took place as the Lord suffered on the tree. Oh, that holy blood running from hands and feet and side. The atonement. Oh, this is it. It's this divine atonement for sin that is so important. He will show you his covenant in this way. And this will be all you need. This will do all what you need to be done for you. Yes. To believe it was for me. To know it by the blessing of divine application. To know the holy power. To know the holy peace that comes with this divine application of the blood of Christ. I hope, friends, there will be a goodly number of you led to meditate these things in this coming week. Behold the blood of the covenant, to behold it by faith, but oh, even more, to know the application of it by faith to your hearts and consciences. And that will do you good. I'm assured of that through my own experience. It will make you to feel clean. It will favour you to know holy peace. It will favour you to know that your prospect of heaven is sure. Because these souls, these poor prisoners ransomed by God, brought back, redeemed by full payment that God requires, even of the blood of God. Oh, everything is put in order for them. And all the covenant, it stands. Thy rising fears to quell, signed by thy bleeding surety's hands, in all things ordered well, in all things ordered well for thee. Oh, that it will be well. Well, life shall last, and well, when called to die. That's it. Friends, if I may humbly testify, that's how I'm living now. In that way, looking forward to the prospect of heaven, looking for that blessed hope. Oh, humbly believing, I shall to the end endure. Sure as the earnest is given, more happy but not more secure, the glorified spirits in heaven. Yes, that's it. God's people are blessed to be living in their days as they come toward and in the latter days of their lives. Oh, if it is they are favoured with spiritual health, God dealing with them, loving them, leading them on toward the end of the journey. This is how God's people live, by faith upon the Son of God. Paul knew it, he said, who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, we all need to know this, friends. It is more important than anything else. Oh, this is so important, and God does favour his people with this. Oh, we would leave you at this point now. Behold the blood of the covenant. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £800, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field. Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and God willing, Mr. Chapman again next Lord's Day. And the collection next Lord's Day is for the starving in the Horn of Africa, and hopefully will be sent to the Barnabas Fund. Let us now close with the second part of hymn 803. And did the darling Son of God for sinners deign to bleed, the purchase of that precious blood must needs be rich indeed. 803, part 2.
do forgive anything thou hast seen amiss. Wash our services, Lord, in thy holy blood. Oh, we pray, do continue with us and come up with us next Lord's Day, we beg. Oh, Lord, be with the friends here, the gathering of the people on the morrow evening and the following evening. And, oh, Lord, continue with them. May they know that favour the psalmist spoke of. My meditation of him shall be sweet. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.